Welcome, everyone. My name is Manny Berengi. I'm an active member of the Board of Directors of the New England College of Occupational and Environmental Medicine. Welcome to our inaugural NECOM podcast. Today, I am happy to introduce Dr. Kenji Saito. Dr. Saito is President and Chief Medical and Science Officer of LiveWell, WorkWell, a MedLaw company, as well as President of the New England College of Occupational and Environmental Medicine. He is also Vice President of the American College of Occupational and Environmental Medicine. As Assistant Clinical Professor at Dartmouth College, University of New England, and adjunct faculty at the University of Pennsylvania, Dr. Saito enjoys training the next generation of leaders in occupational health, well-being, leadership, and organizational development, digital health, innovations, data analytics, entrepreneurship, medical legal consultation, and bioethics. As an entrepreneur, he is currently involved with several startups in digital well-being, culinary, and lifestyle medicine platforms in the Boston and Los Angeles area, and with environmental remediation technology in the Miami area. He is also a consultant and advisor to several companies in the consumer products, marketing, transportation, manufacturing, pharmaceutical industries, as well as works with a variety of government agencies. As a physician licensed in both Maine as well as Pennsylvania, he continues to practice clinical occupational health, seeing pilots as a senior medical examiner for the FAA, as well as an attorney. He is barred in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Dr. Saito, welcome to the NECOM podcast.
Thank you very much, Dr. Berengi. Appreciate it. It truly is an honor and privilege to have been elected and serve as the NECOM president this year and as ACOM's vice president. And I look forward to the future of our profession. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, Dr. Saito. So let's just get right into it. Why don't you kind of get your thoughts and just your general assessment of where NECOM is going in the next year?
Yeah, I think it's been a very interesting year for me to start as president of NECOM. It's going to be definitely a unique one and first time in our NECOM's 61 years or 80 years plus, depending on when we are founded or registered. Our fellow OEM physicians, nurse practitioners, and physician assistants, along with our other related clinicians and interdisciplinary partners in HR, safety, industrial hygiene, we've been all called to action this past year to respond to the pandemic. And I think we have all come together to face these challenges and one of our unique ones in the 21st century, offering a perspective into our specialty. So it's really a good time for us to really embrace an idea of collective ideas of diversity, equity, inclusion, also in the face of evidence of widening disparities we're seeing within our social determinants of health over time, and especially in our population and the workforce. So I think as we kind of look at the challenges we see, we're hoping to really adapt and look at the rebound and bouncing forward to what we've seen this past year. And we're hoping to see and change some of the downward trend we've seen even prior to COVID pandemic was our membership in OEM, especially as our profession starts to retire. We need to make sure we have a healthy and robust increase in our membership into the future and welcome people to our profession.
You touched upon a lot of very interesting topics, Dr. Saito, and I'm really curious to learn more about the task forces that you've created in the last year. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Yeah. So right before I came president, I had some ideas looking at our annual conferences, which has had a reputation, especially in New England, as being one of the premier and superior annual conference for occupational and environmental health professionals. Its newsletters and our wide leadership is really a forefront in our field of occupational health. And especially if you look at 2020 annual conference, it was one of the first times we had to do it virtually in our history. And, you know, we had over four different countries and over 23 states came and also about 235 people overall really enjoyed our conference. And amongst that, I got the opportunity to have different chat and opportunities to talk to people I wouldn't have talked around the world and why they're interested in what NECOM's doing and what we are doing in the New England area. So because of that, I really wanted to add more to what we've done in the past with our annual conference, looking at our newsletter and continuing that with our chair, Susan Upham, who's also our president-elect, that will continue our robust offerings of our complimentary newsletters, but also improving some of the education opportunities with our chair, Romero Santiago, which is our chief resident at Yale right now, finishing up his residency program training and fellowship training. And I thought, what could we do beyond our traditional educational offerings? And I really want to break it down to sort of four different spheres of interest that I've had, but also what I've learned from the annual conference was around our diversity, equity, and inclusion. And luckily, we had a good partner in the University of Connecticut system, at George Moore, who's chairing that committee, looking at increasing our awareness and impact of DEI on the workforce and how we can better serve our employers, but also our community, whom we have to collaborate and be able to organize and create a sustainable environment of diversity and inclusion. So hopefully we'll be able to develop further on that area. And George is looking for additional members. So those who are interested, please contact us at NECOM, and we'll be happy to connect you to different task force. The second one is near and dear to my heart, is around well-being. As a senior director of global wellness for a large Fortune 50 consumer company, I've been really focused on how do we start taking the wild, wild west of well-being and really trying to organize it in a very evidence-based, scientific, and a medical perspectives of looking at it. And one way of doing that is really looking at total worker health, what NIOSH has been doing. And luckily, we were able to find our chair there, Al Riley, who's been focusing on and many of the relevant issues, advancing worker well-being around the total worker health approaches. So this task force is going to be using our resources at NECOM and our friends in New England to highlight the work of what we have done in total worker health research to draw attention to issues and hopefully promising practices and strategies that we can share with our members and also the worldwide well-being practitioners as well. A third area that I wanted to sort of go hand in hand with sort of the research and the idea of promoting health policy is advocacy. And luckily, we have our chair there, Austin Summers out of Vermont, looking at how do we increase our advocacy work through NECOM, focusing on updating some of the workers' comp fee schedule, perhaps in Massachusetts and Vermont, but also identifying members who are interested in looking at advocacy work locally. And I think it's really important to sort of mirror what ACOM has done more of a policy and lobbying perspective from the federal level. I was hoping to really translate that to more of a regional level, and some of the work that Austin will be doing and advocacy will be stay tuned, and we'll get some really good outcomes so far. And the last piece is around what I've done around intellectual property and ideas of that. And luckily, I was able to call on a colleague of mine who's also an attorney, Glenn Chang, who is going to be looking at our strategic assets task force. So this is to really investigate what kind of NECOM intellectual property collections we have and what kind of rights do we have in our archive media. As I mentioned earlier, we have a really robust newsletter program, annual conferences, and educational webinars that we've hosted through our partners at the Harvard School of Public Health. And I really hope that we can somehow be able to not only capture the collections, but also how do we better preserve our IP rights and future media offerings that we're hoping to have, something like this with our podcast, maybe a video cast in the future, and doing webinars in really new and unique ways to reach members throughout New England, but also globally. So I think with these four task force, I'm really excited to be able to hopefully push forward what NECOM can do and continue to be a forefront and an innovator in this area of OEM and occupational health. So thank you for the question.
Wow, Kenji, this is such an exciting time for NECOM. I mean, the fact that you've spearheaded these four new task forces, strategic assets, diversity, equity, and inclusion, advocacy, total worker health, as well as expanding the education task force capabilities. I feel like you're taking NECOM in a new direction, and I feel that a lot of folks are with you. So I think this is fantastic, and I commend you for all your efforts thus far.
Well, thank you. I serve at the pleasure of our members and our colleagues around the New England occupational health professionals and our colleagues that we collaborate with. So thank you to them that provide me their resources and the platform to do so.
Wonderful. So I know the upcoming NECOM conference, the annual conference, is fast approaching. I know it's coming up in December. I was hoping you could give us a bit of a preview as to what's going to be highlighted, who's going to be there, and how folks can register.
Absolutely. So please come visit our website at necom.org, NECOEM.org. And our conference this year is unique. Of course, with this past year around sort of the health and well-being of our workforce, our colleagues in the front lines, and also to help some of the employers understand what is a new norm going to look like. So our theme this year is around resiliency, responsiveness, and resourcefulness. I think it really comes down to these three R's that really help shape and really help us move forward as we bounce forward to a new workforce and a new sort of way of looking at occupational health. So we will continue to have our traditional in-person meeting on December 2nd and 3rd at the Newton Marriott Hotel with a virtual opportunity for live streaming as well, just to be able to accommodate what's going on in the world, but also to hopefully accommodate some of the folks who are traveling from away to be able to have access to the live streaming portion so we can have our colleagues join us as we did last year, hoping to push more access to our annual conference globally. As we mentioned earlier, we're four different countries, hoping we get another country this year and also other people from different states coming to visit us. So we do have some really good opportunities to discuss what we've learned this past year with the pandemic, but also have an opportunity to really look into what we've learned from it from an occupational health perspective, looking at how we are going to advance some of our understanding of COVID. So definitely registration is available now. We'll continue to host this with the Massachusetts AOHN in collaboration with NECOM. So we're hoping that you would come and join us.
This is going to be an exciting annual conference, Dr. Saito. The fact that you're hosting this, as well as providing virtual opportunities for interested individuals to participate, I think is going to be key. And for everyone out there, please register at NECOM, NECOEM.org. And again, the conference is entitled Resilient, Responsive, Resourceful. The NECOM annual conference will be held December 2nd and 3rd. At the Newton Marriott Hotel in Newton, Massachusetts. Dr. Saito, thank you so much for joining us today.
It was a pleasure, and thank you so much. And we look forward to seeing our new friends, our former colleagues, and be able to enjoy our new occupational health conference in December. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us in our inaugural NECOM podcast. We look forward to having you join us at a future NECOM podcast. Thank you. And have a great day.